Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Frank Papish. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Marv Grissom. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Boone reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Papish moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Papish scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Papish scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lapon moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lapon scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Papish strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Papish bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Mitchell scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Lapon is called out on strikes. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Papish hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards LePon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. LePon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.